Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Jungle.
I want to watch you bleed?
Well, I didn't write this song. But we do want to help you out with your home loan, which is close to bleeding. It used to be that way. It's not that way anymore. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. I'm here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
The Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, you know the one, and we are here to talk about your home loan, and over the next hour, you have a chance to get in touch with us, where we may know a way, a thing or two about the mortgage business that you may or may not know yourself. So that's what we're here for, is to answer your questions for you. Make sure you text us your questions early and often at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. 354-5989. Things are changing. Mortgage rates are moving. And that's putting action back in the mortgage business. Not a whole lot. You know, we're probably up 10%, 15%. But the mortgage industry was down about 85% from its highs in 2020. At the end of 2020 was the highs. And then we were down about 85% of our business from that point. In the middle of 2022 and beyond. So now rates are coming down a little bit. We'll see how that affects your ability to buy a home, get cash out of your home. A lot of you are getting cash out of your home. Bubba, you're seeing it every day.
Oh, yeah, every day, for sure.
What are you seeing people, are they pleasantly surprised with the rates that they're hearing?
Or? Yeah, especially the ones that had a previous cash out are coming back. They're starting to check in to see where the rates are now compared to where they were quoted, let's say, at the first of the year.
Yeah, some people got cash out. Let's say people got cash out in 2018. In 2018, rates were 5.5 to 6. They're sitting on a 5.5% cash out, maybe 6%. And right now, it might be what? Within 1% of that, maybe?
Yeah.
Potentially?
Exactly. Yeah.
And so rates, they're not exact. Everyone, you're all going to have a different rate. And as a matter of fact, there is no one rate for you. You are going to qualify for a range of rates for all the different kind of loan programs you're thinking about. If you're trying to think of FHA, there's a range of rates that you're going to fall into depending on how you set up your financing with points, equity, escrows. Well, FHA, you're going to have escrows on those. But some loans, on conventional loans, you may not have escrows. So depending on how you set up your loan, it's going to affect your rate. Find out what you may qualify for, where your range of rates is going to be. How about your range of how much home you can qualify for? That's what we're here for today. Text us your questions, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. What is the craziest question you've had this week, Bubba?
The craziest question I had this week was,
you want to go golfing? Is that the craziest question?
Yeah. You mean about mortgages?
Yes, mortgages. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you are inappropriate, Uncle Bubba. I should have prefaced that question.
Yeah, you should have prefaced that question for sure. But, I said.
Yes, we would have had to get the earmuffs out for all the people. Okay, all the kids.
Yeah.
How about just recently?
Appraisal issue.
Yeah. Someone had an appraisal issue?
Yeah, definitely. What happened? Well, what happened is they went to their bank and got a loan at a bank appraisal.
Oh, they had a loan quote.
Yeah, and they came to us with an appraisal from the bank to see if we could transfer it, but it didn't have any Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac,
Oh, it was just a bank doing their own bank thing. They didn't have the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac guideline, whatever, the necessary regulatory things that you need to have in an appraisal for one of those loans.
So then the guy goes, he loved our rate. It was his son that was getting the loan. The bank was quoting him 8.5. And I got him 5.875.
Hey, you never know.
When we had our appraisal done, it came back as a C5.
What's that?
Uninhabitable.
Oh.
And had all the pictures showing everything that the whole interior needed to be redone. The bank one didn't have any of that on it at all.
They just did an external.
They went inside, took pictures.
Didn't care?
They didn't care.
Wow, that's really bad.
That's really bad. I think that appraiser needs to be...
Reported.
Reported.
Or they need to go to AA or something.
I was shocked because I looked at it because
appraisals
I talked to
anonymous.
This guy.
Appraisals anonymous. They need to go to appraisals. Alcoholic appraisers anonymous.
Yeah.
AA.
Yeah. So I talked to this guy a couple months ago. And he was telling me, he said, look, this house is, it's got to have all these renovations. And I said, I didn't think we could do it. It's an $80,000 house,
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, they should have rules for appraisers, like no morphine before you go into the house. You can't, you got to be awake. Anyway. So anyway, we are here talking about home loan.
Then I had another guy that said the house is totally irreparable, but he went ahead and had an appraisal done and it passed with flying colors.
This is crazy. Hey, folks, we don't really have any impact on your
appraisal.
We don't have any impact on your appraisal.
We can't even talk
about
appraisal.
We loan officers, we see your appraisal, and we report to you what we see in the appraisal. But we can't say anything like, hey, can you look into this or that? Because that used to be the way it was done. Your loan officers would have certain influences over appraisers, and that's, up to the financial crisis. There was a lot of shenanigans going on out there. They weren't all great. And so now these days, your loan officers are far distant from the appraisers. And so I don't know what's going on out there, but we hope that all you appraisers can keep it together. And we appreciate all your help that you do give us, because there are some fantastic ones. I've been doing this for a long time and they're really good. Okay, so make sure you text us your questions, 214-354-5989. Trying to get cash out of your house, we need some info, because we want to find out how much you might be able to get out of the house, whether it's going to be a first lien or second lien. And we need to know your current rate on your house and your current credit score. And so send us your current rate and then send us your home value that you think it might be and what you currently owe on your mortgage loan. That'll be for your cash out home equity loans, 214-354-5989. And then when it comes down to your purchase, send us just the following three things to that same text number. Send us your current income, your current credit score, your expected down payment. We're going to give you some round numbers. There's no mortgage applications here. There's no loan quotes. What we're doing here is giving you ranges of ideas where you're going to find yourself so that we can go on our Saturday and just have an idea where you're currently sitting in your market for your home loan that you might be thinking of. We're going to give you options, ideas, and then if you want to get going, you call one of our loan officers. So here's the first question that we have come in, Bubba. Credit score 785 to 800. And so what, you know, just...
You can't get a loan.
Can't
help you.
So once you're over 780, it used to be 740 was the highest limit. When I say the highest limit, above 740, everyone could get the best rates. They've changed that now, or 780 now is the above 780, 780, 800, 820. You can't get any higher, you can't get any lower interest rate than you can with one of those scores. So they have a 785 score and higher, depending on the month in the credit reporter. VA loan, hopefully, $70,000 of income, $800 car loan, no other debt. Should I refinance the car loan to get a better payment? I don't know about that. Mm. Hopefully you can. If rates came down a little bit, you might be, you know, car loans are more impacted by short-term rates, shorter terms, right? You have cars that are 5 and 7 year loans, and then they're more impacted by short-term rates, and the short-term rates have not been reduced yet by the federal government. I cannot believe I just said that. By the Federal Reserve, they trick us. They're not the government. Federal Reserve is not the government, but they might as well be. Okay, so the short-term rates have not been moved down yet by the Federal Reserve. Should I refinance my car loan? How much home can I afford? The last quote was $230,000. Just haven't seen anything that qualifies under $230,000 that doesn't need work in a reasonable area of town. You know, yeah, the one thing that is impacting you a lot here is that car loan payment. Your debt-to-income ratio is going to be, you know, all telling here. And so you're making around nearly $6,000 a month. You're making nearly $6,000. So when we're thinking about conservative, we usually say maybe $2,000 a month house payment. But you're going to be up around your debt to income ratio. This is something for all you veterans out there. We're thinking 45%, 45%. If you can keep your debt to income ratio under 45%, the VA loans are good for you out there. So that's your debt to income total with the car, with the house, with other credit cards and things. If you have that $800 car payment, you know, that's about, what is that, about 13% of your gross monthly income, maybe a little bit more than that. So yeah, you're going to be right there around $2,000 a month for your mortgage. Now here's the good part. I don't know the last time that you looked for mortgages, but a year ago, the rates were nearly 1% higher than they are right now.
Yep.
And as a matter of fact, just 3 months ago, mortgage rates were nearly 1% higher than they are right now. And so what does that mean? Where you might have qualified for a $230,000 house 6 months ago, you might qualify for a $280,000 house now with where the rates are. And so that's good news for you. This drop in rates might improve your debt to income ratio by 3%. That 3% might get you an extra $50,000 of house. Those are round numbers. That's head math. That's just me calculating after, you know, 56 years of nonsense. So so hopefully those numbers are within 1% of accurate. Okay, so anyway, I don't know exactly, but I can tell you this. You're going to be a little bit higher right now. It sounds like, I don't know what your credit cards look like. This is just you telling me you have a car payment with your current income, and I'm just saying that you're going to be somewhere around 230 to 280, I'm going to guess, in that range. Nice thing about VA, no mortgage insurance with your monthly payment like you're going to have on a FHA loan. There's no mortgage insurance monthly. There's an upfront funding fee that they finance in your VA loan, but there's not going to be any monthly mortgage insurance. And you have really great credit scores. So you're going to get the best rates that are out there. And VA has some great rates. And make sure you check us out for your VA loans because we have great VA rates. There's a lot of companies who dress up their company name and the name and the honor of the of veterans, and then take advantage of the veterans. Yeah. I'm not specific on any one of them, but I know a couple that are suspect. But you check with TexasLending.com. We're here to help you out on your VA loan. Make sure you go to our website. We'll get you a good quote. You can work with Uncle Bubba by texting galexander at texaslending.com.
Emailing.
Oh, did I say texting? you can try that. I don't know who it's going to go to. You might be working. Yeah, you never know. Okay, so make sure you text us your questions, folks. 214-354-5989. Any other input on that one, Bubba?
No, you pretty much hit it all, nail on the head there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't want to miss that nail. And so make sure you text us your questions, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Text us your question about your home loan. If you're trying to buy this year, hey, if rates go down, you can know this, home values will continue to rise.
You know,
told people, hey, is it time to buy last year when the rates are higher? We said yes, because if the rates come down, you can refinance. And if rates are 1% lower now, if you have a $480,000 loan, you might be able to drop your payment by $400 a month. Okay, you might be able to do that if your rates are low, are 1% lower than they were last year when you got your home loan. And so for every $120,000 of mortgage, a 1% lower interest rate may save you $100 a month in interest payments. Okay, so that's just something you can think about. And maybe your loan's $600K and you can drop your rate 1%. You might be able to drop your payment nearly $500 a month, which is you can afford an extra dozen eggs and some milk at the store every month. Okay, so make sure you get in touch with us with your questions, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's get to more of your questions. Get that text in, 214-354-5989, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yeah.
And I will be back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, we're back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller here. Man, been doing this for a little bit. What is it? 2001, first radio show. April 2001, first radio show. Anyway, it might have been January. I don't know. It was a long time ago. A lot have been going on in the world since 2001. As a matter of fact, the TexasSunny.com opened for business in August of 2001. And when I say it opened for business, We were doing business under another corporate structure prior to that. And then TexasHunting.com moved over to a new structure in 2001. And that's when we officially were not under the same auspices we were before. So anyway, make sure you get us your questions in here, 214-354-5989. And this is a show about getting you some ideas about your way of getting yourself the best financing on your home loan. Like this person here, they have a credit score of 720. A lot of you are sitting right there. That's a very common credit score for people getting yourself into a mortgage. Combined income of 200K. Okay, 200K. Down payment of 3.5%. Price unknown. Looking to new builds with 5% incentives. Range 500 to 650K. So the thing you need to be thinking about with this 3.5% down, we need to think about, okay, what's going to get us the best payment now and in the future? Because we'll let everyone know that FHA has better rates than conventional in many cases. But FHA also comes with mortgage insurance that can last longer and in some cases may not go away on your mortgage insurance payments that you pay to have the lender insured. That's more. There's homeowners insurance that you pay to have your home insured. There's mortgage insurance to insure the mortgage with the lender. That's for the low down payment loans, right? And so on FHA, the federal government doesn't let that mortgage insurance go away. But on other loans, conventional loans, that mortgage insurance after a period of time must go away by law. I don't know how they exempted themselves from it. They actually passed a federal law that makes that mortgage insurance go away on conventional loans. But later on, after that law was passed, they somehow came out and said, I know why they did it. But they because the HUD got destroyed during the financial crisis. But they didn't make a new law. But what they did do is they came out and said, well, this mortgage insurance on these, it's okay if it goes away on the conventional loans, you know, but not in these, not in the government loans. And so those banks didn't get protected very much when the home values went down, when those mortgage insurance companies had their problems and the whole thing in the financial crisis. So they said these government loans. So the point is this. You may have a lower house payment now on an FHA loan, but if later on rates are higher and you can't refinance, that mortgage insurance is just not going to go away for most of them. There are some scenarios where it can if you put enough down payment and you get a certain loan type. But here's the deal. And depending on what county you're buying in, there's FHA loan limits that are different. For example, if you're looking, let's call it Bosque County, $498,000 is the FHA loan limit. Brazos County, College Station, $498,000 is the FHA loan limit. That means the FHA loan can't be any higher than that. But then you go into Collin County, $563,000. That's the FHA loan limit. So this person is looking up around $600K in a home value. And so you got to think, are they going to put 3.5% down minimum on an FHA loan? If they can keep their loan under $563,000 in Collin County, then they might be able to get an FHA loan with lower interest rates, but they're going to have that thought of having the mortgage insurance. Now, if you don't want that mortgage insurance lasting forever like you would on the minimum down payment on FHA, you go conventional. You start thinking conventional loans. And so when you start looking at conventional loans, they can go higher than FHA loans in terms of their loan limits. That mortgage insurance would go away once you get 22% equity in the house. Now, you're going to say, well, I thought it was 20% equity. Well, if you put I'm getting technical on you. If you put 20% down on a conventional loan, there is no mortgage insurance. But if you put your minimum down on a conventional loan, not until you have paid down 22% of the value of the home will that mortgage insurance go away. And so that's stuff that you can go and... If you're going on a date tonight, if you don't want that person to go on a date with you again, you just pull out that info and you just tell them that. You just start talking about mortgage insurance and then that date will never talk to you again. This is your way out. Start talking about mortgages when you don't want to date that or just have a really awful laugh. Just create an awful laugh. Okay, we're talking about things that we got to get back to mortgages here, Bob. So So when you're talking about your conventional loan, then you can get that higher loan amount. With your income that you're talking about, yes, you should be able to qualify for that payment. It sounds like you're making somewhere around $17,000 a month of income. And so if we're talking about that, we're talking somewhere around $6,000 a month of a potential mortgage payment that you should be able to qualify for, somewhere around there. And this person says Ellis/Johnson County. Now, if all of you are curious and you just like scrolling on the internet, you can always go type in FHA loan limits. And if you go type in FHA loan limits, then you can pull up the HUD.gov website, type in your state, and then it'll show you your county and you can pull it up. This person says they're looking at Ellis-Johnson County area. And if I look at the Ellis County, it's $563,000, just like Collin County, $563,000. Let's call them all out our local. You have Dallas is $563,000 for FHA loan limits. Denton's $563,000. Ellis is $563,000. But, you know, if you go down to other parts of the state, it might be higher than that. If you get closer to Austin, it might be lower when you get into San Antonio. So for example, Guadalupe County in San Antonio is only $557,000. So all these different counties have different FHA loan limits. And like I said, you can go online and you can go click your way to the HUD.gov website and look up these things yourself. One thing you didn't know, many of you, is that you can get an FHA loan on a duplex. You can get an FHA loan on a triplex. You can get an FHA loan on a quadplex. For example, let's say you're in Harris County down in Houston, and you want to get a quadplex. You can get that up to $958,000 loan on a quadplex and live in one of them and be a little landlord there if you want to for the other three. You can get FHA loans on these. If it's up to four units, you can get FHA loans. That's going to give some of you ideas. If you're looking here in a Dallas-Fort Worth area, you're looking at, or down in Austin, it's $571,000 for the FHA loan limit. So that's just some of that's information. Again, if you want to lose the date, then talk about the mortgage. Okay, let's see. And I might have lost some of you. Who knows? Some of our friends have decided to go overdose on mimosas right now because of all this talk. Okay, so that person, they're going to qualify for the loan that they're looking for, you know, that with the income that they're talking about. It sounds like in that Ellis Johnson County, it's going to be in that 563, in that 563 category if they are looking at the FHA. Okay, so let's get on to the next one. There's a lot of good questions here. I have an FHA loan, Bubba, at 4.1%.
Okay.
Credit score of 800. How can I eliminate the MIP? So they call mortgage insurance on FHA loans MIP.
Right. Yeah.
They call mortgage insurance on conventional loans PMI.
Right.
So they just move the letters around. And so if you're dyslexic, you can do it without even having to get the different loan. You just move the letters around. But if you're not, then the MIP is on the FHA and the PMI is on the conventional loan. Okay. I have an FHA loan and I've had it since 2009. The value of the home is $600K and they owe $180,000. Well, they might not need to. They're at 4.1% though. That's the problem. And so I can't remember when they made the change, Bubba, on the FHA. After they've paid a certain amount down on that FHA, that mortgage insurance is supposed to go away. And so, but I can't remember when they made a change. And so here's what it used to be. It used to be on FHA, just like conventional loans, where if you paid down the mortgage insurance to 22% of the equity, or now you're at 78%, mm-hmm. then the FHA insurance must go away. I can't remember. And then they changed it. And then they said, okay, that's no longer the case. Now that insurance is not going to go away, but you might have a loan where, after you have 22% equity, they said they got it in 2009. And so that was 15 years ago. And I don't think that rule was in effect yet. Because in 2008, that financial crisis happened and they didn't really create that new information. Because, you know, George Bush passed a law. And then after that, they had the Dodd-Frank Act, and they both had to do with housing. And in those things, the FHA, the HUD came out and made these changes. It depends on what your original home value was, your original home value, and what you owe now versus the original home value. And you might want to check with your service provider to find out if you are, and maybe look at your note that you have and make sure that you're, you might have an option that might go away after time, depending on when that rule change came. I'll look it up during the break and see if I can find that, because that's good information to know. Okay, here's the next one, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, had a VA loan foreclosure 15 years ago. Is the option to use VA-backed services available? So that was a 15 years ago you had that foreclosure. So after 7 years, actually on a VA, what's that, 4 years on VA? Mm-hmm. Or I can't remember what that is on VA. But here's the deal. It's 15 years ago. And so, yes, on a VA loan, you should be able to requalify.
You should have your entitlement back.
Yes. You should be able to requalify for VA. As a matter of fact, after 7 years, you're good on conventional loans. You're good on FHA loans. Mm-hmm. You're good on VA loans. You're good for all the loans after 7 years of that stuff. So you should be in good shape,
yep.
You know, and you should be good to go. You don't beat yourself up. Find out what your qualifications are for a VA loan right now. Make sure you call one of our loan officers. Good things happen to bad people. Bad things happen to good people. And in this case, it's not good or bad. It's just something. It's an objective thing. Look at it as an object. Don't get subjective and get a lot of feelings about that. Just go out there and get that home loan done. And we're here to help you at TexasLending.com. So, yes, you should be able to qualify for another mortgage, whether it be VA, FHA, or conventional, as long as your mortgage is qualifying and your income is qualifying. We're going to take a break. We have a lot of questions coming in. Get yours in now at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. And when we come back, more mortgage talk on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Get in touch with TexasLending.com on our website. Get us your information. Let's get started today. Let's start helping you save money. Listen, you need to get going now. If you're trying to get ready for the holidays, you're trying to get ready for this new school season, let's get a fresh start on your finances. Rates have dropped a little bit. If you're trying to get that cash out loan, maybe you got one a year ago, or maybe you got one several years ago. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, you keep saying that a lot of people come to get cash out of their house and they got cash out of their home before. And if you got cash out of your home before and you're trying to get more cash, or you're trying to get more cash, it has to be a first lien. Yeah. Yeah. So you need to make sure that you have, I'm sorry, Bubba, I don't know if your microphone is on. So we have to make sure that we get that worked out. And so, it's on now. So when it comes to, getting that cash out of your home, if you had cash out before, if you didn't get cash out before, you can get a second lien. But if your current loan is currently a cash out and you're trying to get more cash out, it has to be a first lien. And so you got to get that first lien. The good news is that rates have gone down on those. There's some options for you. Get in touch with us today. Okay, here's the next question. We have enough cash to pay off our house. Our rate is 4.25% and our savings account is paying 4.5%. I feel like it's not smart in a financial sense to pay off the house, but is it smart to pay off the house for peace of mind? Ah. Okay. I'm going to let y'all know that I paid my house off, and I wish I didn't. And the reason I wish I didn't is if I had my money in the market right now, and even if I had it, you said your bank's paying 4.5, and if some of you have your rate at 2.5. Now, if you're at 2.5 or 3% on your mortgage and your bank is paying you 5 or 4.5%, why would you pay extra towards your mortgage every month when the money you have in your bank is making you more money than the interest you're paying on your house? That's not a financial planner thing. It's just mortgage sense. This person says their rate is lower than what they're getting in interest. In those scenarios, I would say, yeah, it might not make sense. I paid off mine, but I was on an adjustable rate mortgage and those rates stayed low for a long time. And I just said, okay, but now that rates have gone up, my mortgage, maybe my adjustable rate would be sitting at 6% or something like that right now, but I got it done. So my point is that a lot of people who took cash out at 3% are really happy, especially if they took that money and invested it, but it's all timing, right? You could do that at the wrong time and all of a sudden you lose all your money in the market. So this is, it's a gamble, right? Life's a gamble, and you never know what's going to happen. But in this case, it's peace of mind. I don't really feel that you lose the peace of mind when you say, wow, if I had that equity in a cash out at 3% and I had invested it, then I could be making a lot of money on that. And now I have a paid off house, which is great. But my home value could go down at any time too. So this is depending on where your self-pressure comes from, how you pressure your own self and what you think about yourself. That's going to be how you put it together here. But is it smart to pay off the house for peace of mind? House income is $275K a year. We pay off the house. I would find a way to be working on your retirement, man. I would say work on, eventually that home will be paid off. But if you can be finding stable investment opportunities, that might be something to look into with your financial planner. Get in touch with us at texaslending.com for your home loan. Go online today and call one of our loan officers. They are actually here on Saturday ready to help you. What were rates back in 2001? I think I got a starter house back then at some rate. The rates in 2001 were sitting up around 8%. That's where rates were. The rates were around 7 to 8%. In 2001. And so that's where they were sitting. And so where we are right now, right? And right now they're a little bit lower than that. They're a little bit lower than they were in 2001. Then you had 9/11 occur. And then after 9/11 occurred, the Federal Reserve said, we're going to print a lot of money. And so, and I don't think that stopped since then. And, you know, when you, so, yeah. So anyway, we are going to get to this question right here. What were the rates back in 2001? I think I got to start. So anyway, is it possible to separate my taxes and insurance from my mortgage without losing my interest rate? Is it possible, Bubba, if they can get rid of their escrows on their mortgage without losing their rate, without refinancing? How would they do it?
You would have to call your
servicer. Anyway.
Yeah, you'd have to call your servicer.
Okay, so
see how they handle it. Each one would probably be different. I think I remember I've had this before.
Yeah. So if you call your servicer, so this is my experience in this. If you call your servicer, first of all, if you're going to get rid of the taxes insurance, you have to have at least a 22% equity in the house on a conventional loan, or you'd have to have an FHA loan that you've had prior to the changes, because certain people can't get rid of the mortgage insurance on an FHA loan. Certain people can. And so is it possible to separate my taxes and insurance? So this is escrows. These are escrow questions. On an FHA loan, you cannot separate your escrows from your mortgage payment. On FHA and VA loans, you must pay taxes and insurance with the mortgage payment. On conventional loans, you can separate your escrows from your mortgage payment. Most of you do it prior to closing on the loan. You call your mortgage loan officer and say, I do not want my mortgage taxes and insurance being paid with the mortgage payment, my homeowner's insurance. I want to separate them. When that happens, you typically do one of two things. They will either charge you a fee. They charge you a fee to not have your escrows with your home loan, or you pay a higher rate. Unless you put 22% down or 20% down on the mortgage, then you don't have to have the escrows.
Right.
Now, let's say you don't put the 22 or 20%.
Or
down. Let's say you put 5% down and you've been paying on the mortgage. We have heard, it depends on the servicer. You call up the servicer and say, dear servicer, we no longer want to have our taxes and insurance with our payment. They're going to charge you a fee to separate it. Now, we've heard it happen, but man, have a lot of fun with that. So, or just keep paying it with your mortgage payment. Bubba, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, but when you buy a house, you can also do two loans and stay out of escrows.
The other, so as long as your first loan, your first lien
is 80%.
Is 80% or less, you don't have to pay a fee to separate the escrows from the mortgage payment. Okay. And so that's the way that goes. And hopefully you can do something about it. It says the escrow buffer percentage I could invest and save each month to better interest. Earning account. Okay. See, here's what they have this nice low interest rate. This is what we just talked about. They just have a real low interest rate and they want to keep that interest rate because if they can just keep putting money in an investment account, it's going to make them more money than paying down. If you have a rate at 2.5 or 3%, you really need to talk to a financial planner before you start paying extra money towards that mortgage. Because paying that extra money on that mortgage might be saving you 2.5%. But if you put $100 in an interest-bearing account at 5%, you could make more money in interest per year than you're going to save by putting down on the house. So talk to a financial planner and find out the best way to do that. Now, regarding separating that escrows, your only way to do it is either have one of those loans that you can pay down, get to 22% equity from your original home value, and or you're going to have to make sure that you have a loan that you can actually do that in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Okay. Lots of questions here. Here we have other questions coming back in for former people from earlier today. Here we go, Bubba. Thanks for taking my text. I have a question about paying off our mortgage. I recently just paid off my mortgage 6 months ago, and then I decided that I wanted to get a home equity loan. You see, I have a dog, and we're not comparing you to dogs, but it's about we as humans, how we act. I let the dog stands by the door. I want to go outside. Okay. I let the dog outside. And then the dog turns around through the glass door and turns around, turns back and looks at me. I want to come in. And so I let the dog in. And he turns around and he wants to go back. He doesn't know what he wants. So here we are. We want to pay off our house, but we don't want to pay off our house. We pay it off and then we go, shoot, I should have got a home equity loan and then invested in an interest-bearing account. These are the questions we live with every day. Okay, I recently just paid it off, and then I wanted a home equity loan to pay off my credit cards, and then I went to get the loan, and I found out that my credit rating had dropped from 740 to 680 after my mortgage was paid off, and nothing had changed on my credit. Okay, why is there no credit value in paying off your home? Well, one of the things that happens in credit is when we have an existing credit account that we're paying on time, and we're proving that we're paying it on time, and we've paid it on time for quite a while, and we can document it's being paid on time, it improves our credit. It shows our ability to continue making credit payments. If you have no credit at all, and let's say your house is paid off, and there's no longer a credit payment there, it's one of the things that says, okay, we don't know of their ability to be able to pay credit monthly anymore. It's a weird thing. But here's the other thing that may have changed on you, and you may not know it. If you have a credit card and it has got a $5,000 balance on it or available credit, you have a $5,000 available credit and you run it up to $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
You're now at 80% of your credit limit.
Yep.
That can lower your credit score significantly. However, let's say you have a $5,000 available credit and you pay it off monthly. And you're saying, well, how come I can pay off my credit card monthly and it doesn't, and it helps my credit, but when I have a mortgage and I pay it off, it hurts my credit. Well, one, the account is still open, you see, and it's showing that you are not maxing out your credit limit. So let's say someone pays off their credit monthly. Two people could have $5,000 in credit that they're using. They have $5,000, and that every month they have $5,000 that they're using on credit. Let's say one person has a $5,000 credit limit, and they're always at $5,000. They're always maxed out. If they're always maxed out on their credit limits, then they are in danger of missing a credit payment eventually because they're maxed out on their credit. And their credit score can be lower than another person with $5,000 of credit that they're using, but their available credit's $50,000. So if you are in a situation where you're always paying your credit on time, call up your credit card company, see if you can increase your credit limit, because the idea of good credit is having lower credit that you're using versus the available credit. Once you've paid off your house, there's no longer any available credit there. It's the account's gone. But if you can show that you have 80% equity in your credit or 20% equity or less, let's say equity. If you're utilizing 20% of your credit cards or less every month in terms of how much you're using versus available, your scores will be better than someone who's maxing them out every month. Hopefully that made sense. Hopefully it didn't make your head hurt. It makes my head hurt. I have to live in this world. I have to think about these things all the time. It's not a fun place to be. But you know what? You don't have to think about it. We're going to help you. Text us your questions, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Bubba,
yeah.
What do you think about all that?
I think it's great information.
Thank you for coming to the show, Bubba. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of your questions on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
I'm here.
We found our soulmate.
Yeah.
In this text.
Okay.
Because we just said if you want to dump the date tonight, just start talking about your mortgage, and when MIP falls off, then you know, it's like they're going to go to the bathroom and they're not going to come back. And the problem is you're going to be stuck with a check. But here's the thing. So here's the deal. This person is the person we could sit down and have a conversation all night long. Okay. They have five different questions. They have six questions all in one text.
Wow.
They're all great questions. This is my favorite person ever. What degree should I be concerned with the company who is giving me the loan? Could it be resold and my rate might change? The question is no. Your loan can be sold, but your rate's not going to change.
Yeah.
These notes will be recorded on title. Your title company, the notes are recorded. The title will be recorded. There's an electronic system where this note will be recorded and it's going to be public record. If a company goes bankrupt, it's going to pass along to the survivor, the trustee of the account would take it over. The courts would take it over. You'd still be making the mortgage payment to a court. But I wouldn't worry about it too much. Once this loan's in the servicer's hands, I mean, loans get sold all the time. Your company doesn't even have to go out of business. Mortgage services get sold all the time. Some of you have probably had your loan sold 5-6 times if you had it for a while. So it doesn't really matter. They'll give you a notice. Hey, 45 days from now, you're going to make a payment to the new lender. They sell these things so they can get cash. They can free up their cash, and they make money by doing these things. It's the way business moves. What if my lender is acquired or goes out of business? Whether it gets acquired or the loan gets sold or it goes out of business, I wouldn't worry about it. What I'd be worrying about is you're going to work with a company that you know, with a mortgage loan officer who's experienced and can help you, that you can call and get back in touch with. So when you have questions like these, next question: do you have a recommendation for a credit repair company? I do not, mm-hmm. But I would suggest this. I would go to the website annualcreditreport.com and I'd start doing some of the work on your own. Annual, A-N-N-U-A-L, like every year, annual credit report, or annualcreditreport.com. You can go there for a free credit report. you can, and you're not going to get your credit scores unless you pay for them, but you'll get your credit report and you can dispute things on, you can click an item and say, I dispute this, I dispute this, I dispute this. You can do that by yourself without getting your credit repair company, but dispute it only if it's not yours. Okay. If it is yours, then you're trying to dispute it. You're trying to dispute something that's yours. Then you get into some issues.
Well, he can also come to us and do a loan application and get a credit pulled and then see exactly what kind of scoring we can do to make it better. You know?
Yeah, we can do that. Make sure you call a loan officer here. So they keep going, Bob, this is a whole dinner conversation. Historically, which county has had home prices increase in value in DFW? Hey, if you go to this FHA loan limits, go to HUD.gov and pull up FHA loan limits by county on Google, and then click on HUD.gov, and then it'll take you to that page, and then you click in Texas, and it shows you what the average home value is, the median sale price of homes in the county. So you can do that by city, by every county in the United States, or you can be looking at Texas. Like some counties, the average sales price is $35,000. It's real. It exists. $62,000 in LaSalle County, $302,000 in Kinney County, $490,000 in Kauffman County. These are the average sales prices in counties. You can go there and find that. And so how long does the refinancing process take? 10 days to a year.
I had one with it had a 12 day on it and it closed on the 13th day.
Yeah, 12 days for a cash out.
Cash out.
They have to wait at least 12 days on a cash out.
10 days on just a regular refinance.
So yeah, it's going to take you about 10 days because it's 7 days, business days, but if you have weekends in there.
As long as your ducks are in a row, basically. W-2 income.
Yeah. You don't want one of your ducks out of a row.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is it's going to take you about, so they can get done that fast, but let's say you have a title problem or an appraisal problem, or you have some kind of having a hard time getting your payoff on your mortgage from your lender. Refinances, anything can add time to it, right? How fast do you get back to us? There are things that go fast. There are things that go slow. And first time home buyer, they say USDA loan. It's going to depend on your income, your assets, and the county that you're looking at. You can go online to rurallegends.gov. You can look at the you can look at those under USDA. Go to USDA rural loans, and so that they can help you out. We are out of time, man. We are out of time. That went fast, Bubba.
Yeah,
we got to get out of here. Got to get on with your sports weekend. No more mortgage talk. Have a great day. For Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I'm Kevin Miller. We'll see you next week at the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Right back here at 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.